Hey, good morning, everyone. It is February 13th, 2018, and you are listening to your Florida Business Broker podcast. Wanted to share with you something that happened to me just yesterday. So, here in Orlando, I have a specialty just kind of happened that I do a ton of vacation rental property management companies. It is a huge, huge business here. So, long story short, 40 home company, decent books. The revenue numbers looked correct. Got to a contract, went into due diligence, and all of a sudden, we couldn't get the accountant to respond and give data. So applied some of my telltale pressure, get in there with the due diligence accountant, and come to find out that the accountant for the seller basically just made journal entries and guessed on revenue. Now, if you've never been involved in a vacation rental company, there are some subtleties to how the bookkeeping needs to be done, because money's received for future arrivals, but those shouldn't be recognized. They should be held on the balance sheet and then recognized at the time of the booking. So there's a lot of movement in the revenue. And believe it or not, most times sellers and business owners don't know enough about basic accounting to check the work of their accountants. They frankly rely upon them as professionals. And you would be shocked at how often I come across cases where CPAs or accountants or registered agents and bookkeepers simply pencil whip a tax return. Now, if you ever look at your tax return, if it's prepared by an accountant, the tax return will have a disclaimer from the CPA stating that they are not responsible for the numbers, that the numbers are reflective of data given to them from their client. So it's kind of a, hey, I don't know anything, I know nothing, Sergeant Schultz mentality to bookkeeping. Long and short of it, you know, sellers trying to sell, move on with their life, and they put their hands and faith in trust in a professional, quote unquote, and it has now blown up in their face, and we're going to have to spend a ton of money to put the business books back together. Now, whether or not the deal survives will be a function of trust and patience, and frankly, I don't put a lot of stock that the deal will survive, simply because buyers walk in expecting books and records to be prepared. The funny thing is, they do the same thing when they sell that this seller did. They hire an accountant and trust them. So the key is, when you're hiring professionals, whether it be a business broker or a lawyer or an accountant, you know, vet them. Get yourself educated about what the expectations are, and hold these professionals accountable. They are not God or Jesus Christ or the Apostle Paul. They are working for you, and they should be treated as any other vendor and held accountable for the work that they do. So if you have any more questions on this, visit my website, www.yourfloridabusinessbroker.com, or give me a call at 321-287-0349. Thanks.